Hello and welcome to the Sporopod. We are at one of our favourite haunts, the Mary Cancross Scenic Reserve. And it's a lovely damp morning, which is what we like.
We love the damp morning.
Yes, it's been very rainy. So we're hopeful of seeing some interesting things on this little fungi foray.
We usually do, don't we?
Yeah. Anything you've got in mind, Teresa?
Oh, well, I thought we should keep an eye out for the old invasive orange ping pong bat fungus that we discovered here a couple of years ago.
Ah, that's right.
See how they're coping with that.
Yeah, we haven't been keeping an eye out for that in this particular reserve for a while now, like at least a year. So, it will be interesting or disturbing to see if it's got away.
Yeah, sure.
Anything else?
Not really. We know that this place always surprises us, so... Let's go.
Yep.
All right. Right, so we've come across a lovely little sort of beige coloured coral formation on a sort of branch on the ground. And we're going to get in close and just look at what sort of features we would consider when we're just trying to track it down to an ID.
Right, so. And I'll just pull out a couple of guides. I've got the local one, which is Fungi of Southeast Queensland. And there's also this other one from Tasmania, which is fabulous.
The flip chart is so good.
A huge flip chart. So even though it's Tassie, still a lot of things that we'd probably find here as well.
Yeah. So we're looking at, so if this is, what would it be? It sort of extends across about 30 or 40 centimetres. In a couple of sort of coral-like clumps, and a
very fine. What do you call those?
Well, it's sort of branching, isn't it?
Yeah,
branching up in sort of like little forks, and the way that the forks come up is that so they've sort of rounded, like I don't know what you've got, like U-shaped between the little branches. So,
and that's how you would ID it?
Yeah, I believe so. It's like, because some have got angular branchings and some have got like more rounded. So,
all right, so just looking at the guide here then, there's a lot of them have really thick branches.
Yep.
But the closest to me looks like this one called Romeria filicola. And it's got little sort of U-shaped branches at the end of each stalk, sort of thing. This one's a bit old looking, but it's still distinctive. So I would chuck that idea at it, Teresa.
Okay. So next exciting sighting, and the fungus is out in force today, really, at Mary Cancross.
That's because it's raining.
Yes, it's raining on us, which doesn't make for great video audio, but we've spotted some really good dead man's fingers.
Oh, they're great. They look like the classic two-fingered sign, don't they?
Yeah,
and they even look like they've got fingernails.
They do, sort actually, of. Yeah, yes. They do.
They're
quite creepy. These ones are brown.
They're the size of my fingers, basically.
Yeah, you see, and look at this one here. It's quite big.
Oh, my God, it's huge.
Looks like a cigar sticking out of the
thing. And a really sort of poo brown in colour.
They are poo brown in colour. I agree.
Yes.
That's the best scientific term for them.
Mm.
So look at this little guy.
Ah, look at that flash of orange. That is so brilliant.
Yeah, we know what that's like, but it is. It's like a splash of high-vis orange paint.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't look real at all. No. And it's really so cute. It's an orange or golden scruffy Calibia.
So we've got a more mature one that's about 2.5 centimetres high and about 1.5 centimetres wide, and then a little baby next to it.
Actually, there's two. It's a little family. Yes, there's actually three in total. There's a tiny one coming up that I can see behind the middle child.
Yes.
Right. Yes, and it's really a classic example of this gorgeous little mushroom.
Yeah, they're the poster child, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've got lovely texture. It's sort of like a bit spiky when you get up close. And
yeah, if you can get up close for a photo, you can see the cap is really sort of shaggy.
Yeah.
Just beautiful and quite a yellowish stem.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
So that's the flash of orange we like to see in the forest.
That's right. The one that we don't like to see is the orange ping pong bats.
Or the Favaloschia.
Yes. And as we have mentioned before, like on our first foray here together a couple of years ago, we spotted the orange ping pong bats here for the first time, and that's kicked off a pretty good, well-concerted effort to keep it under control, because it's highly invasive and a very efficient spreader of spores on people and animals and air.
I know. Initially, they were removing the infestations they could find, so double bagging them in plastic and then aerosolizing them and so on to kill it. But over time and more recently, they've decided that it's gone too far for physical removal.
Yeah, right.
To work. So now they're applying fungicide.
Well, yeah, it's. I wonder what sort of impact that has on the rest of the thing. I guess, you know, it's the impact that an invasive fungus has on the environment, or it's the impact that a fungicide does. I mean, it's we're still in the very early stages of dealing with any pest fungus at all. It's not something that I think that many people have had to deal with, but certainly it's still from the walks through here. You don't see them all that often, and it's certainly not as widespread as other national parks and places that we've seen, like Bunya Mountains and stuff like that, where it's everywhere.
Yeah, true. No, it's still, when I see it, I still report it.
And they've got a boot washing station at the beginning of the reserve.
Yes, that's good.
Sporting one of the sporopods photos. Well done, Kathy.
Thank you. And I've noticed they've put up a sign next to an infestation alerting people. Well, I think there's two reasons. It says something like, we are aware of this occurrence of the invasive
ping pong bat.
Don't disturb it or go near it. We've sprayed it with fungicide. Now, I saw that first time a couple of weeks ago, and the infestation was really obvious. You could tell from 2 meters away that it was the ping pong bat, just from its nature and how it's spread and so on. And then just looking at it now, it's all shriveled up and...
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have never seen a fungus that's been treated with fungicide. Yeah. So you snapped a picture of that, so we'll put that up on the website. I just find that really interesting. And on the same log as that was, there were some healthy growths of other fungus, wasn't there? There's some dead man's fingers and little white brackets and stuff. So so hopefully not too much done.
Yes. But I thought the good thing about that was when it was visible was that people could actually see it in context, what it looked like.
Yeah.
And so they would know, instead of trying to get up too close to get photos of this pretty orange fungus, they'd know to leave it alone.
Yes, that's true. Look at this. What's that? Styrium. That's just beautiful.
Styrium austria. Look, it's everywhere. This whole clearing is massive, fallen down. I wonder what that tree was, but it's a
fig of some
now.
Sort, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yes, what you mean. Yes.
Yes.
A skeleton.
Yeah. And it's beautiful clearing of due to massive fallen logs. And glowing right through it, Styrium austria, that sort of orange,
brown,
green,
and green in the middle, lovely brackets.
And the more you look, the more you can see. Look,
and they really pop out, don't they, in this light?
Little white
parasol-y things. Yeah.
Do you reckon they're those luminescent, bioluminescent ones?
They really could be, and they're all going off at the moment, aren't
they?
The bioluminescent. I really want to do that. Maybe
I really
we could try
want.
And...
Yes, I really want to come in here at night if we could get permission.
Maybe that's what we should do.
And while it's still so wet, and see if we can spot any.
Yeah, are leeches active at night?
No, nothing to worry about there. They've got to sleep too sometime.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, I just thought of something we need to invent.
What's that?
And it could be our first merchandise.
Yeah. Merch.
It's a foray bag. Because I'm sick of it's raining and I'm carrying this towel.
Yeah.
To try and protect my important phone camera.
Yeah.
But also to kneel on in the mud and leeches.
That's true.
And the
And you need your mirror on a stick or your mirror.
Yeah, the mirror and my 5 cent piece.
Yep.
And my guides.
Yep. You need your glasses.
Yeah, and that little microscopy thing. What's that called again?
Oh, yeah, we've got our jeweler's loop and a hand lens, a 10 by hand lens.
That's right. So you just need something that's designed for purpose.
Yeah, I know, because I've seen people using tool belts, but that's okay, but it's also tool can be belt. A bit of an overkill, but maybe something like a tool belt.
Oh, yes, I'll think about it.
Yeah, we should try some designs. We are keeping our eye out for the orange bing bing. Oh, Kathy, look!
What?
A Phallus induceus. Oh, a stinkhorn with a full veil.
Oh, wow.
Is that induceus? Which is the one with the yellow veil? Anyway, whatever it is, it's bloody gorgeous.
Oh, it's huge. It's about 6-7 inches long.
That's not 7 inches, Kathy!
It's got a brilliant orange veil. And even from here, I can see, flies landing on it?
I think we just got to try and zoom in on that.
Okay.
That is absolutely gorgeous.
All right, I will do my best.
It's like multicolour or indecent, I can't remember.
Oh, look at this on this log here, Teresa. It's really feathery. A coral. It's so soft.
No, I think that's a slime mold. I think that's a really distinctive. Is it chocolate chip? It's staminitis. Chocolate tube slime mold.
Wow.
Staminitis, and that's in its like spore bearing phase.
Slime mold. I didn't expect a slime mold to look like that.
You do not, do you?
Okay, so it's all these. Wow! When you get up close, so there's hundreds and hundreds of tiny, skinny little strands. It's all softened.
Oh, look, the spores just came off.
Yeah, yeah. When I touch it, you can see a cloud of spores lifting off.
Yeah, beautiful.
And at the base, it's sort of like little black balls or something.
Oh, right.
It's really odd looking.
Yeah.
I'll try and get, and there's insects on it. I'll try and get a close-up for the web page, because this is extraordinary.
That's it for this episode of the Sporopod, Fungus in Your Ears. Thanks for listening and hope you enjoyed it. And please join us next time when we think we might head into the kitchen to do a little bit of mucking around with fungi. What do you think, Kathy?
Yes, I'm looking forward to this, but not so much cooking with fungi, something a little bit different.
Okay. Do you think we should get our lab coats on?
Yes, this episode definitely needs lab coats.
Hooray! Bye.
Bye.